All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 398 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new week. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the gift of life. We come before you this morning, O Lord, to ask for your forgiveness of sins. In anywhere we have sinned or erred, we pray for your cleansing. Give us the grace to turn our hearts towards you in obedience and to be doers of the word and not hearers alone. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. So today, God willing, we're going to be discussing a topic titled Whose Will? Whose Will? You can even call this topic, What Are Your Priorities? And our anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of John chapter 12, verses 20 to 28. John chapter 12, verses 20 to 28. I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, Some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem for the Passover celebration paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, Sir, we want to meet Jesus. Philip told Andrew about it, and they went together to ask Jesus. Jesus replied, Now the time has come for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Anyone who wants to serve me must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And the Father will honor anyone who serves me. Now, my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. Then a voice spoke from heaven saying, I have already brought glory to my name, and I will do so again. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Right? So what are we learning from this reading? Look at Jesus. Jesus knows that death is coming. He literally knows that death is coming. Verse 27 says, Now my soul is deeply troubled. Should I pray? Father, save me from this hour. But this is the very reason I came. Guys, this is a person that understood what God's will was. This was a person that understood what God's priorities are. Right? Had the right priorities. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us. Jesus was not thinking of his will. He was thinking of the Lord's will, right? And that is the perspective that the Lord wants us to have as Christ followers, right? Because he said, hey, should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? Think about it. Literally, death is on the way. Crucifixion is on the way. A hard time, a hard circumstance is on the way. A natural human prayer is, God, please let this not happen. God, please let this not happen. God, please let this not happen. But look at the prayer that Jesus Christ prayed. He said, hey, this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. So this was a person that was like, God, not my will, let yours be done. Right? God, not for my glory, but for yours. And the thing is, when you surrender your life to the Lord like that, God will bring glory, you know, glory will be brought to the name of the Lord, right? But the thing is, people don't understand that when you live a life of sacrifice, when you're fully surrendered to God, that is how the full potential of your life can be realized. That is where the full potential of your life can be realized. Jesus Christ came to this world. He died for us on the cross. And because of that death, of that burial, of that resurrection, all of us can have eternal life. If we commit our lives to Jesus Christ and accept that fair gift of salvation, right? Because if you even look earlier, it says, hey, I tell you the truth, verse 24, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the soil and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Jesus completely surrendered his life. Jesus completely gave it all, right? And because of that, many of us have spiritual life. In Christ, many of us have eternal life because he was willing to lay down his life. The Bible says, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. This was a person that valued God's will over his own will, over his own purposes. So I'll really encourage you today, how are you living your life? Are you living your life for your own will, or are you living your life for the will of God? Right? Because the thing is, if you, many people these days, they really love their lives. They don't want to go through any kind of discomfort. They don't want to have any change in their program. But the thing is, when you encounter the Lord Jesus Christ, when you encounter God, God will disrupt your life, right? But are you willing to submit to Him? Because again, that full life, many people think a full life is making money and getting a 270 on the USMLE exams and marching into the most competitive residency. Don't get me wrong, those are great things, but that's not a full life. A full life is a life that is spent having surrendered to God and doing His will. Right? Having surrendered to God and doing His will. Right? So the thing is, when you place your priority on serving God, when you place your priority on pleasing God, when you place your priority on honoring God, when you place your priority on obeying God, you're going to have that full life. Right? And again, a person that places priority on God is not a person that loves their lives. No. But again, you hear this term so many times these days of self-love. It's just a form of idolatry. You're pretty much elevating yourself above God, right? And look at what verse 25 says to these people. He says, those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. This is a person that they don't look at their lives as any value. They are willing to surrender anything to God. They don't love their lives so much, right? They don't love their lives so much that they will take preserving their lives overdoing the will of God. There's so in the book of Revelation that says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And then there's a rejoinder to that verse, and they did not love their lives even to the death. So these people, they were willing to surrender their lives even in death just to do the will of God. Those were people that had the right priorities, right? And again, the thing is, when you surrender your life to the Lord like that, right? When you live your life fully sold out for Christ, God will reward you, right? You will be living for the glory of God. And when you live for the glory of God, God will glorify you yourself as well, right? So again, guys, remember the reason you're on this earth, right? Jesus said, hey, should I pray? That verse is very poignant, right? My soul is deeply troubled. This is not somebody that wanted this thing to happen, right? But he said, should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But he said, no, literally, this is the very reason I came. Father, bring glory to your name. Right? This is the reason I'm here. I'm not here to satisfy myself. I'm not here to live a life that is filled with a bed of roses. No, I am literally here to glorify the name of the Lord. So if you want to summarize this podcast in a nutshell, it is this. Are you living your life for God's glory, or are you living your life for your own glory? The Lord will give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word we have heard this morning. We pray for the grace to not just be hearers only, but also doers of your word. Give us the grace to live our lives for your glory and not for ours. Give us the grace to have you as our first priority and not us or our comfort as our first priority. My King and my God, give us the grace to be doers of the word and not hearers alone. And I pray for everyone listening to this podcast that have surrendered their lives to you. I pray for the grace to keep on keeping on. For those that have not surrendered their lives to you, I pray, Lord, for the grace. I pray for the conviction by your Spirit and for the grace for them to accept your gift of salvation. This we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord, I'll encourage you to listen to episodes 254 and 287. 254, 287, those are salvation podcasts. They tell you about why you need the Savior, the cost of following Jesus. And if you do decide for the Lord, at the end of episode 254, you can say a prayer with me and surrender your life to the Lord. Trust me, it's the best decision you can ever make in your life. So thank you for listening to me today. I will see you, God willing, in episode 399. Have a wonderful week. The Lord bless you. The Lord give you His grace. And may His presence dwell with you. Shalom.